Manitoba, it's another episode of Vinny Makes the Hall of Fame Case for. And Vinny Lospinuso, one of my good friends from Long Island. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Thanksgiving, the trio of Thanksgiving games, really good. I unfortunately was wrong against the spread because the Giants had a because they had a garbage time touchdown, but nevertheless, I was right about the victor, the wins and losses for all three teams, and you know the other two were able to cover the spread. So, bloody bonus!
I was not aware you were a gambler, but I am aware that you kind of live in a not as cold as Mount Manitoba, Winnipeg, but you know Long Island, it can get pretty cold there, huh?
It can get pretty cold. In fact, we had like 2 feet of snow back in January. I was shoveling that nonstop. I was up at like 5 a.m.
You were shoveling for like hours upon hours. You know what really would have helped you?
What would have helped me?
This is from Okupa. This is a hand warmer. This is a rechargeable hand warmer from the fine people at Okupa. Do you know? Okay, so they've been around since 2017, and they are the industry-leading brand of rechargeable hand warmers. Now, wow. I just got this a week ago here, sent to me in Mount Manitoba, and I'm pretty excited about it because I've got a little dog, as you know, that is really struggling to go outside. She doesn't want to do her business. I'm going to be doing some ice fishing this year. This is going to come in handy. I could put like one hand on this and one hand on my beer. And then sort of like vice versa, right? I should be using another hand, I guess, to actually fish. But I think really the whole point of ice fishing is just to sort of drink and pretend that you're actually doing something. But, you know, this has been the great solution for all the needs, like millions of users. I mean, like, look how compact this is. So small.
It reminds me of like a wallet almost. It is like the size of my wallet.
Oh, okay. So I got a big Costanza wallet. But, you know, like you can use it at home. You can use it outside. When I was living in Jasper, that would have been great when I was watching there was a lot of outdoor hockey tournaments. So that would have been good because when you're not moving, right, you get a little bit cold. So like this, so this is pretty good. So they've been sort of like doing this for years. A lot of customers, they're really loyal to that. So they keep doing this over and over. And you like, if you've got whatever, they're always looking to innovate. Kind of like us, right? We're always innovating. We're always trying to come up with something new. And, you know, millions of families have been sort of provided with high quality, comfortable and exclusive wireless hand warmers. It's really, really cool. Yeah. So I'm really happy to talk about them today. And hey, what's coming up? It's Christmas, right? Do you know that with the promo code Kirk 25, half my age.
still older than me.
Thank you for that. But at Kirk 25 at Okupa, OCOOPA.com. Use that promo code Kirk25. You can get a 25% discount off these babies.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'd say you could get me one for Christmas, but I already have one, so maybe I'll have to get you one. What do you think?
That sounds fine. I'll just tell you my address and zip code, everything later.
maybe not right now. But I'm gonna use my promo code Kirk25. Easy for me to remember. Easy for me to say. But you know, so people who may not be able to use it because they got to keep both their hands moving because it's the fine people at wheelchair basketball. And you've got a great one. I'm really excited about this. So we're talking about Timothy Nugent.
Yes, that's right. Father of accessibility. He was able to do the impossible. He looked at these lemons, in this case, lemons, not just in the car, but also a lot of people view people with disabilities as not workable, you know, perhaps not useful for, you know, today's society. But he was able to turn those lemons into lemonade. By what I mean is that he was able to create so many ways of making accessibility for what many deemed for many years to be the inaccessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've got a picture of him in your background here. I was doing a lot of research on this, on Mr. Nugent, and he wasn't just all about sports. I mean, like was it Illinois or Ohio? I'm trying to remember.
It was Illinois.
Illinois, okay, yeah, I knew he was in the Midwest. And I think there was a big push on this. So he was one of many, to be fair, because I was reading too, and I didn't know this until recently, because I was trying to look up when the first Paralympic Games were. They were 1960, but in 1948, so they had, I guess the precursor of, I guess, what is now known as the Invictus Games.
Yes.
So they had, and I think there was a lot of people coming back from World War II, a lot of young, healthy men, but not, they didn't come, they were missing some limbs, but, this is a way for them to sort of compete. And so I guess Timothy Nugent wasn't necessarily the first person to come up with something for, the disabled in terms of athletics, but he was the creator of something very, very unique.
Yes, because when people think of wheelchair basketball, it actually originated very early on in the 30s, if I recall, netball, which think of basketball except with just the net and nothing else. It's more popular in like Asian countries. It's not popular at all in North America. Mm-hmm. That's how it started. But as for wheelchair basketball, that was something that was done during World War II afterwards. But it was Timothy Nugent who created the first ever league dedicated to it, which was the National Wheelchair Basketball Association. Yeah, the NWBA. Try saying that times 5. You have WNBA except with W and the N swapped. He was also the commissioner, their first ever commissioner, and he led the entire organization for their first 25 years. This man put whatever he could in the forefront for how he can make people's lives better. And so when he was part of the University of Illinois. So when he was there, he decided to game change and create the first ever collegiate wheelchair basketball team, which he called the Giz Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And under the management of the UI of wheelchair basketball team, and they had the first ever basketball tournament in April of 1949. And he was able to form the Miss Kids, which was the first women's wheelchair basketball team in the country in 1970. So University of Illinois, under Nugent's leadership, was able to create the first ever team for the men and for the women.
Did they not sort of like use him, like other schools, sort of like to bring the same idea collegiately?
Yes, he was the first one, and then other ones followed in their footsteps, especially as, even though he was there for University of Illinois, again, like I said, he was someone who wanted everyone to have this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The league still exists, does it not? Or there's so?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does still exist. NBC owns the website, part of their sports engine.
Mm-hmm.
And on, it's almost like the entire website almost feels like a shrine to Nugent because of what he was able to do for not just their organization, just for disabled people as a whole. Like, he was able to create, accessibility standards of architect. He was able to bring buses with, wheelchair accessibility. Adaptive mm-hmm. equipment for that. He was able to invent and also be the one in charge of developing these, these contraptions for the disabled. And the University of Illinois was a pioneer and really the standard for what it meant to be a disabled person living in America. And that was because of what Timothy Nugent did.
He wasn't disabled himself. I read that he came from a family that did have a lot of people who were disabled. I don't believe, were any of them in a wheelchair? I read that one was blind, one, I don't think that that's the case, but.
No, from my understanding, he had no one in his own family that was in a wheelchair bound. I mean, he walked by himself his entire life. I don't think it was until like the very end of his life where he couldn't walk as much, where he needed a wheelchair.
Right.
But that didn't stop him. Just because he didn't need a wheelchair, that didn't mean that he should just turn a blind eye to those that did.
Right.
No. He was someone who wanted to bring structure and create acceptance for the disabled. And mm-hmm. the way he did that was to was to make wheelchair basketball bigger. And now when you think of disabled sports, I'm pretty sure the first one you think of is wheelchair basketball. And that's because of Timothy Nugent.
It is for me. Yeah, that's actually probably one of the first, because I'll admit, I haven't really been watching a lot of the Paralympics. I did watch a lot of the recent Winter Paralympics for whatever reason. But yeah, I mean, that is something that is, you know, in the forefront. It's something very unique. It's very specific, I think, which might be sort of why it stands out a little bit more than other sports. It's a completely different game than regular basketball, as opposed to other things in the Paralympics.
Yes.
Which is essentially the same sport.
Yeah. Even though wheelchair basketball is basketball, like, mm-hmm. again, you know, the structure is different. You obviously can't use your legs one way or another. So a lot of it is more shooting. You obviously can't dunk. So it's more so perimeter shooting and, you know, defense. Mm-hmm. He was able to help modify the rules of the game to actually make it more similar to regular basketball. Because basketball, or wheelchair basketball back then, it didn't really have much of a complex rule book, but he was able to create it. Again, he may not have created wheelchair basketball, but he was the one that actually made it what it is.
Yeah. I wonder how much he inspired the version for that in hockey.
Paralympic hockey. Like sled hockey? That, I'm not sure. I got to do research on that.
I just thought of it now. So like I didn't do any research on it. So I was just, I would have to think that, you know, I'm sure somebody in hockey just saw that and said, well, why can't we do the same thing here?
I don't know the history of sled hockey, but if you want to talk about hockey in this regard, I can actually bring up arguably the greatest player in the history of wheelchair basketball, which was from your own country.
Okay, so I was wondering where you're going with this.
Yeah, he won.
It's your segue.
He won 4 medals, 4 Team Canada, 3 gold, 1 silver, and he became he's considered by many as the greatest wheelchair basketball player ever, and that would not be possible for him if it wasn't for Timothy Nugent, showing that the growth of the game has shown internationally.
What's his name? What's his name?
Patrick Anderson.
Patrick Anderson? Okay. I don't know the answer. I should have looked this up. I was looking so much other things. Is Timothy Nugent in the Basketball Hall of Fame? I guess not. Obviously, we're doing the show. But is he in any Basketball Hall of Fame?
Well, if you want to talk about like inductions, he is part of the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame. He's the only ever member to get inducted with the special category as a contributor. So he was inducted in the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame as a contributor for the Paralympic side, the only one to ever have that. And if anyone, it would be him. Although he has not been inducted as of yet, he was given the John W. Bunn Lifetime Achievement Award, which is the highest honor that the Basketball Hall of Fame gives to people other than induction, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in case anyone's curious, no, it does not bar you from getting, you know, the true blue honor, because
especially in the Basketball Hall of Fame, where you can get it many times.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, because many instances, in fact, just recently, Del Harris, the longtime coach, was given the award in 2019, and he was inducted as a contributor in 2022. Mm-hmm. And there's numerous people that have gotten it. Not granted, it doesn't mean you're going to automatically make the Hall of Fame, but more likely than not, it does not bar you from it. You still have a very, very strong chance of making it.
Yeah. So one other thing I want to add about Mr. Nugent is you and I are part of a Hall of Fame that we've created, the United States Athletic Hall of Fame. And we're going to be announcing, the first class sometime this spring, maybe earlier than that. We haven't set an official date yet. We've been playing around with that. We want to get a little bit more hype on that. But it's a pure democratic vote. All votes count. And you can vote at least once every day. And we have a contributor section, and Timothy Nugent is a nominee for his work mm-hmm. there. And the great thing is, if you're like Vinny, you probably might want to vote for him, but then you might decide the next day not to, because you might see somebody else that sort of piques your interest a little bit more. But he is a very big part of international sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame certainly cares about the international component. So this is a very reasonable and rational person to have in, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I would say if you want to induct someone for their work on the disabled side, for the Paralympic side, I'd say Nugent is the person you go with, especially as he was able to line the concrete and line the pavement that people were able to walk, I guess metaphorically walk, mm-hmm. down. Because if it was not for him, you would not see all these other legendary Paralympians.
Yeah. So with that, Vinny, what do you got for us next week?
Next week?
Or next month, whenever we record. I'm putting you on the spot. I didn't. You know,
Considering baseball is going to come around the corner, okay. I think it only makes sense that I do one that I'm sure a lot of people have made cases for.
Okay.
It's a player, but I would argue his biggest impact was more as a contributor.
Okay. Who is it?
Kurt Flood, of course.
Yes. Well done. Well done. 1,000% agreement.
But I want to save him for later, but I actually want to pitch something that just happened for me recently.
Okay, sure.
As you guys know, everyone that's listening or watching this, however you're consuming this, you know I'm a huge, huge stan of pre-NFL. Other than like contributors and Matt Ryan, that's probably my biggest thing for wanting for Halls of Fame for football. And just recently, I was able to lobby with the Western chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, Jack Teets, amazing guy.
Yeah.
And we communicated for over a month, and they decided to make this top of their priority for their meeting, their meeting for the month. And they decided unanimously that on April 2023, after decades and decades and decades of being ignored, Odie Thompson, Pudge Heffelfinger, John Brellier, William Chase Temple, and Dave Berry, all five of those men will be inducted into the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, and I will be there in Pittsburgh in April to be a part of it. And for all we know, I might even give a speech for them.
All right. This is awesome. This is great news. Congratulations.
Yeah. Now I can finally call them Hall of Famers.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that is excellent news. Thank you. Thank you for actually, I didn't know that yet. So thank you for breaking that here, so I can get this great live reaction.
Yeah, it is massive, massive news. The fact that this is finally happening for me, granted, just one step, but there's many, many more steps to go before we reach Canton. But right now, I'm okay with Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It'll be in the Sheridan Station Square Hotel right across the river from Akron at Pines Field.
Congrats, buddy.
Which is awesome and just surreal to me, like, holy damn, I'm going to go to Pittsburgh.
Well, okay, that part maybe not so much, but.
Okay, well, it's more so the fact that, listen, it could be in Rhode Island and I would still
go. Yeah. No, but I'm just ragging on you, Pittsburgh. You're a great sports town.
Yeah, it could be in like Lancaster and it would be with Amish people. I'll still go.
Yeah, the only thing is that you wouldn't be able to get a good Wi-Fi signal there. All right, before this completely goes off the rails, thank you all so much for watching. If you like more of what I do here in the Bucknerverse, it's my little slogan, the Bucknerverse. There's a whole lot of other shows we do. Evan Nolan and I, we do the weekly Hall of Fame show. So where we look at just Hall of Fame related news. This week, we're going to be talking about our reaction to the Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists. Brad Nelson, Andrew Tessman, and I, every week we look at songs that just went to number one. We just look at the Trogs, Wild Thing, You Make My Heart Sing. Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah. This, I know this one.
Everything. Groovy. Yeah, so we look at that. Chris Bernay is going to be back. We're going to be recording an episode next week of On This Crap Was on National Television. We're going to be looking at The Battle of the Network Stars, episode 12. So I'm looking forward to that with team captain William Shatner.
So still looking great for 92. Is that how old he is now?
92 or 93, and George Takei is still bitter. He shouldn't be. I mean, like, he's more famous now than he's ever been. Good on him. So, but anyway, some That's your brand. That's your brand. So yeah, I've got there. Those are all the shows that we do. There's going to be some more that we're working on. So I'm looking forward to a lot more stuff coming here on notinhalloffame.com. Special interview with Ken Crippen's coming up. So look forward to that.
I can't wait for that. Ken's amazing.
Yeah. So that's recorded. So that should be going on the site pretty soon. Ken is the owner and founder of the Football Learning Academy. So if you're really into pro football, like Vinny and I are, especially the history, Ken's going to tell you all about it. And I actually talked to him about some of his fandom, because I've never talked about how he became a fan before. I didn't know. So
yeah, he's a Bills fan.
I didn't know that. So, but now I do, but you know, I never asked. I always picked his brain on other things. Never just sort of like what got him into the game. So like, I'm really proud of that. There's a whole lot more coming here in on Not in Hall of Fame and the Bucknerverse. Yes. And wherever you are, wherever you may be, keep your hands warm. Huh? See what I did there? And stay safe, everybody.